ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Karen and I worked that up for 2 weeks. Joey's looking at his phone.
He didn't even see it.
Intro. He didn't even see it. Okay.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh my God.
That's how important it was.
I'm trying to share the show.
Oh gosh. Okay. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. With me this week is Sunny Hollywood Pooty.
It does not matter how much you're trying to dress up that last slide. When you oversell dessert at a great restaurant, that means it's shit. Don't order it.
Oh my God.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Play the intro again. Play it again. I missed the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Just for you, everybody that's watching, we love you. This is for Joe.
Yes.
Fun, loving, thoughtful, trying to make shit up. That's just throwing shit.
I can't believe she put sexy in there.
I actually didn't even get through them all. I couldn't read them all. You know what?
No,
play it again.
It was fast.
Oh, God.
That's Joey Quesada. That right there is Lee, the goddess of thunder. How are you guys all doing today?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Woo! What's happening, everybody?
Listen, we love you guys. We have a lot of fun here on Podcast Rock City, and it's 100% live. What you are seeing right now is live. You can comment section and let us know what you think about the subjects that we talking about today. I just saw an interesting little headline, and we'll get to that in a second. A lot is happening. I was opening up the Eric Carr record yesterday. I did a live opening, you know, and I realized there's only like five more Kiss shows or six more Kiss shows till I see them in October.
Oh,
so they have, at least for what's listed on Kiss Online, right? So they play through May, I guess, and then they're done until October. That's weird.
That is.
Almost done.
They need a break.
Yeah, I guess so. So I've looked at some of the video, and the crowds look pretty big, but where they're playing, the crowds are always big. Am I right, Sonny?
Yeah, they're festivals. So it's not just a Kiss show, right? So people, oh my God, 67,000 showed up there. Really? 67,000 showed up at the Asparagus Festival, too. That doesn't mean anything.
He's a bitter
man. There's an Asparagus Festival?
He's a bitter man. I mean, I think it's time.
It's the Asparagus Festival.
We got to move on from this.
I bet the toilet's not good there.
Here's the thing. He already has informed me that he has a rant, and I'm just going to make that part of the news. So here we go. Let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Sonny, all right. So Record Store Day was yesterday, and I have my own story about Record Store Day, but Sonny apparently is super aggravated with Record Store Day.
Sonny, why? You got one, right?
I have those already. Okay. I have Rockology already on not CD like, and on pictures.
No. Not like this with the solo album poster.
I don't care about
I got
all
three
that.
Posters. I got seven copies. I have three posters hanging up already. I sent two to Joe. What a good day.
I got them. They're awesome. So before we get started with that, I want to let you guys know, in just a little while, pay attention to the show. I'm going to tell you how you could win a copy, because we have one extra copy of the Eric Carr Record Store Day record, and you could win it. I don't care where in the world you are. You can enter this contest to win this record, okay? Sonny, you're on.
I am done with Record Store Day.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so let me tell you, I have been in San Francisco on Record Store Day. I've been in Los Angeles on Record Store Day. I've been in Wisconsin on Record Store Day, and now I've been in Cincinnati twice. I'm done with, we only had one. I'm done. Who in the hell, how the hell are you guys standing in line for records? Come on, guys. So like yesterday, okay, first of all, this is going to sound a little bit off with the personality that I have. I'm just going to go with it. I was looking for four things yesterday.
Taylor Swift.
One was Rockology, which I already have on picture disc and on CD. One was Mr. Big, which I already have on album and on CD and on Spotify. And a signed copy now. One was the Van Halen Right Here, Right Now, which I already have on album. I got it on CD, got it on Spotify. The only reason I went and was going to get the other three was for that Dio live album, because I was going to buy it as a gift for somebody. Okay? I don't even like Dio, right? I was going to buy it for somebody else.
What do you mean? Hold on. Like Dio? What the hell's wrong with you?
Before you go on, I actually really don't know what you're talking about. So Record Store, I don't know anything about Record Store Day. I would assume a lot of people don't either. What do you mean? What do they do? These are new releases just for Record Store Day? I don't know.
A lot of them are old releases a new way. So they're re-released, right? So
But only on this day.
Yeah, they're available afterwards, but they're released only on that day.
But very big quantities?
That's right. So, like, there's 5,000, 4,000 of one, 3,000 of another one, 5,000 of one.
How many of the Eric Carr do we know?
4,000.
4,000. Okay. But what it's become is basically an eBay frenzy, right? So, like, I can stand in line. I had friends that stood in line for 4 hours yesterday. Okay. Oh. Standing in line for 4 hours to get a $50 album, which is $100 on eBay, for $50, $12.50 an hour, I'd rather sit at home. I'll pay somebody $12.50 an hour to stand in line. I don't give a shit. Right? But this Record Store Day, the whole point of it was to get us out there back into record stores. And it has become this collector's thing and make as much money on eBay as you can. And I'm not exactly sure that the record stores themselves are not partaking in some of this shit, right? So I'm done with it. Like, if I want to go support my local record store, I'll do it some other way, but it ain't going to be on Record Store Day. And I mean that for that to rhyme, and that probably end up being a Gene rhyme somewhere. But I'm telling you, I'm done with it, because I've never gotten what I wanted. Never.
But so let me listen. Obviously, I'm a big collector. I don't collect vinyls like you guys do, but I'm a big collector. So the people who stand in line all those hours, you got to understand, it's not about the price. It's not about, because you're right. Stay home, have your breakfast, and order it on eBay for an extra $50. It's worth it, right? Sometimes it's the thrill of the hunt that people like. For me, same thing. I'm a big comic book collector. I collect toys. I could go on eBay right now and buy anything I want, but for top market value. I enjoy the hunt. I enjoy trying to complete my collection. So, but I understand what you're saying. So it's frustrating, because you're saying even the record stores maybe are participating. Maybe they get, what do they get? 10 of each copy of each thing, maybe.
And they're saying they're only getting one of each copy, which I got a hard time believing.
Let's even say they get 10, right? If they get 10, maybe they're taking 7 of them. And rightfully so, I guess, in the minds of people, because you figure if they know they could go on eBay and sell it for triple 20 minutes later, why are they going to sell it for Joe Schmo waiting in line?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. So Karen went to one of the record stores for me, because I had to be at work. But when this thing opens,
what a sick. She went
an hour and a half early and waited in line. She said she was eighth in line. The record store told me the day before they had one copy of Eric Carr. One copy, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the guy told me, he goes, really, you're the first person to call about it. Okay, so that's fine. But so Karen says that they let two people in at a time.
Yeah.
She said she could see the guys in there. You're only allowed to buy one copy of each record. Buy it. But what they were doing was pulling multiple out, waiting for their buddies that were further in line to get in, and then giving them the copies. And she even said she heard them talking about how they had friends at another record store across town looking for the records that now when these went on sale, right? I immediately went on eBay because I was curious how much these are going to be, and they were on eBay immediately. So, you know, I called the guy and I said, listen, because at the time I thought I was going to go and, and wait. Because I thought their open time was going to be earlier than normal, just a little bit early, and it wasn't. So I said, look, before I come there and wait for this record that I'd like, is it promised to anybody? And the guy goes, nope, we don't do that. It's not fair. He goes,
it's not
fair. But he goes, but I do want to tell you, we have only been able to get one copy. And somebody else told us when I mentioned it that they were told by their record store that all the Eric Carr records were damaged.
What? Wow.
Whatever.
That's horrible.
The whole point was
I give up on
for us to support our local record store, not make Joey, Joe, and Lee rich on eBay. That wasn't the intent, right? And I'm coming from a thought of a point of view of same thing happens in my retail building. So I ran stores forever. We would sell TVs cheap ass Black Friday. 100 people would get in line. We'd have 10 TVs. Those 10 people get their TVs a bounce, and the other 90 would be pissed off and not shop. And all I could think of is, why the hell are we basically having these people stand in line so they can leave? Like, they don't buy anything else. We don't make any money on the TVs. Why the hell are we even doing this? Right? So
that's exactly what I don't understand. So something like that, I understand, Sonny, because I know a lot of stores do blowout sales because they can only afford to sell 5 TVs at $25 TVs. Oh my God. You bring everyone to the store, 10 people get them, but at least everyone else comes to your store. Maybe they buy something, but for something like this, this is a new product. If they know it's in demand and they know it, this is happening across the country, which I'm assuming it is. I mean, I would love that if it just happened to Sonny, but I would assume it happened to other people as well. If it happens to other people, why not instead of shipping 4,000 CDs and each store gets one or two, why not ship 25,000 and everyone gets 10? I don't understand.
I never understood that either.
And I'll tell you this too. I'd much rather, I'll give you two. When I bought the Rockology picture disc, I went online. I know I went on the website that's going to be Eric Carr. I pre-ordered it, right? So there was no eBay bullshit, and I know exactly where the money went. I got a Steelheart 30th anniversary thing, did the same thing, bought two, one for me, one as a present. I'd rather do that all day than record store day. Period.
And they released it on vinyl. Here, look, Bretzky says 500 CDs. That's all there were.
But that sounds insane. Why would they release 500 CDs?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it possible that the people that were putting it out, because it says culture.
Why, even if it's $30 wholesale, why make 15 grand and that's it when you can make 150 grand? I don't understand.
Yeah, I wonder if it's expensive to get them done.
It's not, just so you know, it is not expensive to print CDs.
I don't know. That's why you're
here. If anything, it's more expensive to print 500 than it is to print 2,500. Because your price per unit is going up because you ordered only a few. So it just, especially like you said, Sonny, Record Store Day, I don't know a lot about it, but it sounds like it's a thing, right? Every year it's a thing. So
yeah. It's a couple of times a year too, I believe.
And I would assume these things are the hot commodities. Like you said, Sonny, there's probably a handful of things being released on a day like today. This is when you're going to sell 90% of your inventory. So why wouldn't you make sure these record companies are stocked, these record stores are stocked up? Because after today, nobody's coming back to your record store looking for this record anymore.
I'll tell you, I'd rather spend $30 on what I'm wearing right now. So this is, check this out. This is, you know how on Spotify? On Spotify, you can see a song, right? So that is I Stole Your Love with the lyrics that I wanted on there. Okay, so you pick the lyrics that go on the shirt. You can pick that you liked it. You can pick where it is in the song, right? And bam, $30, you get a shirt that's unique to you.
That's cool.
Rather do this all day.
Dang, I never knew I could do that. I want one. I want Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah. I want to say I like big butts.
Yeah, yeah. I got the lyrics. I'm something different, even like the rest. How does it feel to find out you're failing your test? That's the lyrics on the bottom.
Test. Perfect. Hey, Joey.
Oh, yes.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
To find out you're failing your test.
Oh. Karen, you haven't given me a chance to talk yet, Joe. You've been talking a lot. Karen,
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Karen, I love you. I know that was all you with that intro. Joe doesn't have it in him to give me any compliments like that. I love you. That's for you, baby. No, what? Look.
All right. So that's enough ranting. We're going to have some fun. So today, all right. So Kiss has been on the road. That's the news. You know, it's like they're going to take a break in a few days. They'll stop at the end of May, I believe. And then they got a break, I think, until October. I think that they're playing. I can't remember where. I'm sorry. But I looked at it a little while ago, but my brain is totally gone. I just want to thank you guys again for being here live. This is one of the things that this is the thing that we do every week. And we have a lot of fun doing it. And hopefully you're going to have a lot of fun when you hear about the subject that we have. I posted it on the Facebook page this week, a few Facebook pages, as a matter of fact, and it opened up a huge shitstorm because how dare I ask a question that comes off so nuts. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
All right, so this week our topic is I heard somebody online. I was watching this little thing and then one guy said, "Oh, I like Kiss Alive 2 more than I like Alive." And then I thought, but I wonder how many people think Kiss Alive 2 is better than Alive and vice versa. Now, I will go ahead and tell you that on a few different pages, I posted on a few different pages. I would say the majority, not by a ton, but by a lot, say Alive is better than Alive 2. But Alive 2 is represented. It is represented a lot. A lot of people think, so I'm going to ask a lot of questions about this, and we're going to get to it. But one of the things, let's talk about Alive first. I'm just going to hit up Wikipedia. Alive is the fourth album overall and the first live album by American hard rock band Kiss. It's considered to be their breakthrough and landmark live album. Okay? It was the fourth album after Kiss, Higher Than Hell, and Dressed to Kill. You guys all know this. I'm saying this for people who might not be diehard Kiss fans like you are. It says that it was recorded at concerts in Detroit, Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, Wildwood, New Jersey, and Davenport, Iowa on May 16th, June 21st, July 20th, and 23rd in 1975. Alive 2 is the second live album by Hard Rock Kiss, blah, blah, blah. It came out October 14th, 1977. It was, I think what they said, it says that it was it's certified double platinum. It was their first one to certify double platinum. And I mean, we always hear that one was in LA, I believe. Is that what you guys always hear?
Yeah, the Forum, right?
The Forum, right. Okay, so the reason why I bring this all up is I think that when people are saying, Alive 2 is better or Alive is better. It's usually it's a whole package kind of thing. It's not just the music. So let's talk about the packaging first. Here, Alive had the gatefold, right? There were letters on the inside from each of the band members, and there is a like a little picture book that came with it, which is kind of cool, right? So that's what came with this one. So let's talk about that, guys. This had to be the first, I don't know for sure, but was that the first time there was ever gifts put in a record for, do you guys know of anybody else that did it? I bet our listeners do.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, that's the first time Kiss did it, right?
Right.
I know Captain Fantastic had an awesome poster in it, but I don't know if that came out before or after. I'd have to research that.
So, listen, as far as the packaging, again, it's always Kiss Alive is the first to do stuff, right? So it's the first big, in my eyes, first really big selling rock live record like that, right? It's the first, and they had the double album. They had the big gatefold. Obviously, the inside of Alive 2 is way superior, but it had all that stuff, and it's all firsts, right? And it's really what put Kiss on the map. Alive 1 is what put Kiss on the map, and there's no denying it. It's fantastic, especially because I think the first three studio albums don't capture any of the Kiss sound in those three records. Dress to Kill is great quality sound-wise, but it still doesn't capture that live Kiss sound, where Alive was the first time I think we heard Kiss for what they really were, right? But I think people get caught up in that when asking which one they like better. Meaning, I think Alive 1 was the first for all that stuff, and it's the landmark album that made Kiss. If we all know the story, if Alive doesn't hit, maybe we don't get Kiss back again, and they're dropped from the label, and maybe they're gone, right? So I think people are in love with the idea of Alive 1 more than the actual record. I really believe Alive 2 is way superior. I think there's better songs. I like the sound quality better. I think that's Kiss at its pinnacle. Even though Alive 1, of course, they're on fire, I think the songs on the second three records are superior to the songs on the first three.
Sonny?
See, I come in the 80s, right? So I'm going backwards. So if I was to look at like just the album art on the two Alive wins, if I was to go song for song, though, Alive 1 feels hungrier. So the other day I listened to both in full. Alive 1 feels hungrier. 2 feels a little more polished now, which probably makes sense because you got 2 years in between them. Alive 2 is always going to win for me because Rocket Ride's one of my favorite songs. So those 5 songs being at the end kind of just tick mark. I absolutely love it when bands do that. And having 3 of those songs are some of my favorites of the Kiss catalog. So Live 2 is always going to win for me there. And then I'm with Joey. The songs, although I like a lot of the songs from the first 3 albums, the songs on the next 3 albums, a little more polished. And I think they're written a little better, and people are kind of in their bang zone of what they're doing, whether it's Gene or Paul or Ace or Peter. But you can't get away from the hungry that's on Alive 1, though, man. When I listened to it the other day, I was like, man, they feel like they're going after it like hard on Alive 1.
Lee,
but then I don't know how much of it's real either. So
right. That's a good point.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
Lee, in your opinion, what do you think?
Well, I'm 70s Kiss person, of course, Sonny. Alive was the first time I heard Kiss. Alive 1, my brother, I probably told this before, my brother brought it home and I lost my mind. I just saw it and, that was it for me. So I'll always pick Alive. I don't particularly go by the songs. I just go by where I was in my life and what it meant to me. And just like you said, you can tell they're hungrier then and raw. And I just love Alive. I love Alive too. Don't get me wrong, but Alive will always win for me.
Okay, so, but now let's talk about this, though. So Alive 2, though, right, it comes out, and it really now, right, it, I got that light. That's my bad. It now is more colorful. Mm-hmm. It's showing, like, these live photos of the band are intense, especially Gene.
It's my favorite of Gene. I always love that one.
It comes with the tattoos. Mm-hmm. And there's an order form in there to order more Kiss things.
Of course.
There's the evolution of Kiss in there, right? The when you open it up, everybody's seen the center part of the gatefold. Even the record sleeves have crowd shots. Now, the back of Alive, well, mine's covered up, does have the, Kobo Arena, Kobo Hall, depending on where you, how you say it. And that's iconic, right? And the front picture on Alive is iconic. The back picture is iconic. It's not even of the band. It's just of the fans. Mm-hmm. I saw one concert in Kobo Hall. I was standing in there before the show started. I turned around to look at the back of the arena. I mean, it was just that important to turn around and look. This is my next question, Joey. Is it possible that the reason why some people like Kiss Alive 2, because the truth is Kiss Alive sounds more like a Kiss concert to me, with all the talking and all the stuff going on in between the drum solo and all, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff that's extra that you really don't get in Alive 2. So, is it possible that there are people that love Alive 2 more because when they open up the cover, it's like you're at a concert?
Listen, Lee hit it right on the nose, I think. I think it's where you were in your life. Most of these questions are, how did this impact me, right?
Yep.
We're not arguing if these are good records. Alive 1 and Alive 2 are absolutely incredible, basically flawless records. I'm just saying, in my world, when I grew up, and I became a Kiss fan in 79, Alive 2, I don't know Alive 1 as this big, important record. I don't know, the difference, what you're saying, Joe. Oh, it sounds more like a concert straight through, because I'm skipping around the needle. I'm going song to song. I'm doing this. I'm not listening it like it, on my headphones, as a concert. I'm a kid. I'm skipping to the songs I want to hear. So Alive 2, especially because of the big gatefold. I'm obviously super impressionable. When I see that and I can see that imagery, which is to me way bigger than the cover of Alive. The cover of Alive is cool, but it actually looks kind of flimsy next to Alive 2, the stage, right? There's no stage at all. So when I hear Alive 2, it just brings me back to a moment of time of me opening this record and seeing that gatefold and putting on Detroit Rock City and hearing that for the, that's what introduced me to all those songs. I don't know Destroyer. I don't know Love Gun. I don't know Rock and Roll Over yet. And same thing with the first records. I was introduced to all these songs through the live records. So it's a moment of time that was captured to me from Alive 2 that it'll never be topped with Alive 1.
Lee, the first time you saw the centerfold for the center of Alive 2, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we were all little, but is that that's your answer?
I was like 13 or something. I lost my mind. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see him live. No one would bring me till 79, of course, but oh man, I wanted to go so bad.
And then, like you said, your favorite picture of Gene ever.
It's one of my favorite. I mean, it's iconic. All of them, really. It's just something iconic about these four photos are just perfect.
Sonny, so now you're an 80s Kiss guy. You started in the 80s. So I remember you telling us you didn't even know they wore the makeup until you saw it, right? Am I right?
Yeah, sorry. I saw it Dynasty first.
Right. Okay.
Right on the Dynasty record.
So when you saw Kiss Alive 2, the cover of Kiss Alive 2, was, did it hit you like other records hit you? Were like, whoa, this is crazy, or?
So I'd already seen them live in the 80s a couple of times before I got Alive and Alive 2. I got Alive 2 first because it had new songs on it, right? So my thing when I first started kind of buying records was I had a few live records like Live After Death and Worldwide Live and, you know, some of the stuff that was bigger in the 80s. But the only live records I was really buying were bands I hadn't seen live yet. Otherwise, I wanted recordings, right? So I got Alive 2 first. I remember when I opened the gatefold, I'm like, this must have been the biggest band of the prior generation. Like, what in the hell is this?
What am I looking at?
I've never been a big bootleg guy, but I had to find, I'm like, I got to find a bootleg of whatever this is.
Yeah.
Right? And Houston was the first bootleg that I ever saw that had that on it. And I'm like, oh my God, these guys were amazing. And that's what kind of got me into Kiss to begin with, was seeing that gatefold and going, good Lord, these guys are gods. Like, there was nothing that was on 80s stage that looked anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. The closest was probably Maiden, and they weren't even that big yet. Right. So Alive 2 was it for me. So by the time I get to Alive 1, I'm like, it's old hat. Like, that I've seen the peak, right? So if you think about it, Alive 1 is at the bottom of the curve. Alive 2 is probably at the top of the curve and is heading back down, right? So it all depends on what part of those 2 years do you want to see. You want to see, like, them hungry and trying to prove themselves, or you want to see it at the top where now they're deserving and everybody knows who they are. Just, I guess it depends on what you want to see. I would agree, Alive 1 feels more of a raw live concert than Alive 2 does if you listen to it all the way through. Because when I listened to Alive 2 the other day, I'm like, man, there's not a lot of Paul rapping in this thing. That's too bad.
Right.
Yeah. I do want to mention that I went back and I looked into my Kiss Alive Forever book, and I did not. That's the other thing. They switched the songs on Alive 2. I never saw. Okay, and I'm only going by there, and I kind of fanned through. I Stole Your Love is what they opened up the Love Gun tour with, I believe, every show. So when you're listening to Detroit Rock City, you're hearing a song that was recorded in the middle of a set. It wasn't at the beginning of a set. So that's kind of strange how they, you know, move those around. I think it was smart that they did not repeat any songs from the first Kiss Alive. Joey?
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely agree. I mean, that's essential. If they just put out a live record and put out the concert, it wouldn't have been good. You have those songs already. You don't want the same songs again. Listen, I do wish Take Me was on there. I do wish a couple of other songs could have made that Alive 2. Do You Love Me, right? Those are the two on the Lost Alive 2?
Hooligan 2, I think.
And Hooligan. No, Hooligan's on the regular Live 2, right?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, it's not? Oh, my God. Yeah, so those, I wish those were on there. But I love, like Sonny said, I love that we got new studio recordings as well. I think that's a big plus, whereas a lot of people see that as a minus. I think doing a unique set list, which was key, and then having, you know, those original tracks on Alive 4, on side 4, I think that's a bonus.
Right.
Here, I'm going to give you something else. Now, I don't know how many bands out there have four distinct singers. First of all, there's not a lot of bands out there in history that have that to begin with, right?
Right, right.
Then does that band, whoever those bands are, have live albums? Then do they have a live album where when it gets to the middle of their live show, you get Christine 16, Shock Me, Hard Luck Woman, Tomorrow and Tonight. So all four singers get a song in a row on the live. I bet you that has never been done. Guaranteed.
That's a good point.
The Beatles would be the only band that I could think of, right?
Yeah, and they do it live with all four guys singing a song. Now, we don't know if this is live, right? You know, they might be doctored or whatever, but and it might be pieced together, but they still pieced it together to where all four got a song in a row.
One thing that I want to point out, what about the crowd noise in Alive 2? When they say when they start Hard Luck Woman and the crowd goes freaking nuts.
No, I think if memory serves me correct, Hard Luck Woman and Tomorrow and Tonight are doctored, right? They're not live recordings at all. I think they were done in sound check and then all that other stuff was pumped in. That's what I had heard. That's the rumor.
Yeah, like even in Beth, when they start clapping, it's kind of a nice ad, but then the clapping at some point should stop and it just keeps going. And now the clapping's not in beat, so now it doesn't sound right.
For the people who say, oh, we don't know what's real, what's not real. Guys, it's so easy to tell. There's so many bootlegs out there. There's plenty of bootlegs from the Alive tour, right? Go listen to that. Very, very, very similar to the Alive album. So there's not much that was doctored. The only stuff that was doctored, maybe there was a little bit of crowd enhancement. And then if there was a really bum note here and there, they fixed it. That's it. No crazy enhancement. Same thing for Alive 2. Go listen to any of the, you know, Japan 77s or any bootlegs from that Love Gun tour. It's almost exactly Alive 2 with a couple little enhancements as far as the song choices.
Right.
But the doctoring, they're not the only ones doing that. I don't know if you guys remember, I read Sammy's book and he was talking about that Live Right Here, Right Now record, right? So they're about to release, they're in the mixing stages. Eddie's listening to it and his guitar's out of tune. So he fixes a couple of parts and a couple of songs to get his guitar back in tune. Well, now Sammy's out of key. So he had to come back and do the vocal track. And he's like, you want me to redo a vocal track for a Live album? What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
And he goes, well, Eddie fixed some stuff and now you sound like shit. So you have to come and do this.
Wow.
I mean, even go look at Kiss Animal Eyes Live Uncensored. As a kid, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is the greatest show ever and blah, blah, blah. It's doctored all over the place. There's spots where you see Paul's not on the mic and you hear him. It's doctored all over the place for that video. But you can go listen to the live, you know, radio recording of that. It's very similar, but there's tiny spots that you have to fix. You're not going to release a record with bum notes. I know the off the soundboard recordings have stuff like that, but that's a different... It's a different animal. Live records like this, you don't want to release it with a crack or a missed note on the guitar. You fix them. I don't see the big deal on it.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, the first time I ever really paid attention, or actually the only time I ever noticed a band that that Dream Theater live video that came out. It basically said at the beginning, this is it. This is how it started. This is how you're going to hear it all exactly the way it was. It's still pretty damn close to perfection. Those guys are amazing. But as far as, you know, musicians, but you can't. The crowd in this in Alive 2, although when I was a child, I didn't really know.
I didn't know either.
But as an adult, you're like, wow, this is really just like somebody sitting going.
I had no idea as a kid that any of this was doctored. Who cared?
And I could tell you only the Kiss nerds care. Like my wife wouldn't know if she was to hear it. She wouldn't know.
Sonny's wife wouldn't know if she heard it. Of course not.
But I'm with Joey. The recording has to live forever. We're 42 years later. We're still talking about, like, the recording's got to live forever.
Mm-hmm. And they will.
I'm sorry, guys. I got some dust in my eye.
I was going to ask, are you okay, Joe?
I thought he was crying because Alive 2 really got to him.
I can't believe anybody.
I'll give a take that might, I don't know how popular it is, but I'll give a take, too. I actually think over the years, people have started to come out for Alive 2 more and more and more. I think back in the day, Alive 1, that's the gold standard. That's everything. It started Kiss. Nobody even thought about Alive 2. I think over the years, it became, it used to be Alive 1, everyone thought, and Alive 2. I got to tell you, it's almost even now. I hear people neck and neck all the time. As a kid, I was always a champion of Alive 2, and most of the time I would get shit on for it. Nowadays, I hear a lot more people agreeing, and I think even the four of us, right, we're split right in half.
Right. I want to know, though, somebody posted a question. I'm sorry I didn't get your name, but it said, do you think that people are saying that a lot are afraid to say they like Alive 2 more and that it's better because of the stigma? I don't know if that's the right word that comes with Alive being it's Alive.
Yes,
that's the first one. Do you think people are afraid to go, oh, I like this one better? Because then what happens is people go, what are you, crazy, Sonny?
I don't give a shit what anybody thinks.
Right.
I like Alive 2 better. But if it was up against Unplugged Records, I tell you Unplugged is better than both of them. But that's my personal opinion.
Right. Everybody's
that's just me.
That's the thing. All right. What about the okay, so does everybody have this on vinyl though? Joey, do you have this on vinyl?
Alive 2?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Do you still have your tattoos?
No.
Did
no,
you use I mean- them?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I mean, as a kid, I would assume they were either used or
used.
Thrown. Who the hell knows? I mean, all my vinyls are still my vinyls from when I was a kid. So I almost have no inserts. I would like to go back and get everything eventually, but all my vinyls are scratched to hell. And I used to stack my vinyls 5, 6, 7 deep and put the next record on top. And
yeah,
my records are a mess.
I used my tattoos, but I did since find another set at a Kiss convention. But Joe, you know, I had the Gene rub-on tattoo actually tattooed on my leg, and Gene signed it.
Right, yes.
Is it somewhere that we could see, Lee?
Yeah.
Calm down, Joe. Relax.
What do you mean, Joe?
Oh, that's great.
You can't. It looks not good on here, but.
Sorry,
we just Lee, got our half of our viewership just fainted.
Right. I need to get it touched up again. It's looking kind of ratty.
Don't
now.
Say that, Lee. While your legs up in the air like that, what's wrong with you? You're gonna make our audience go crazy.
Yes, we won't be touching anything up.
A tattoo
touched up. Yes. So, okay, so I do want to point out that a couple of people actually mentioned that Alice Cooper had panties in an album release.
Oh, before, that's right. Yes.
Before Kiss did. I remember that actually.
That's true. He did have panties.
Okay. So let's get down to the bare bones of this. Alive 2, although it went double platinum, I have like 9 copies of this record.
Big surprise.
Okay. Wow.
But I will tell you that 3 of them have the cutout on them. Okay, so obviously it was the first double platinum or, you know, one for them, but, you know, obviously they still wound up in the cutout booth, bin, right? I've never seen one of Alive like that. Have you guys?
What, a cutout?
Yeah. What do you mean a cutout?
Where they cut out, they cut off the corner. They cut off
the corner. Yeah, yeah. I see. No,
I've seen all Kiss records like that. I think I might have an Alive one with a cutout.
Really?
I might
because of Rasputin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rasputin Records in the Bay Area. They used to have all these like promos and stuff that they would sell. So if you can get like, you know, whatever the real one, they would get the promo one or whatever. So there's stuff that I got Kiss that doesn't have any of the inserts because I bought the promos.
Got you. Let me ask you guys this. Have you guys ever gone online on YouTube and seen that somebody has 8mm, I guess, video of the actual nights they recorded these shows? Now, it's not complete. There's little things, and you could actually hear the recording. And when you hear it, you're like, oh, my God, that's exactly what's on the record. Have you guys ever seen this before?
No.
No.
Okay, I recommend it. I'll find it and put it on Facebook for you guys that are watching live right now. Hey, good to see you guys. I'll put that on the Facebook page so you guys can check it out. It's really cool, man. I'll tell you this. At least to me, if it looks and sounds real. It doesn't sound like the recording to me, like as far as the quality goes. It sounds like whatever the camera was, the guy was using to record it. All right. So listen, before we go further, I have one more copy of the Kiss, of the Eric Carr Record Store Day record. It's on. It's in the mail tomorrow.
Joe, you are disgusting. You're about to do a giveaway, and you just heard Sonny cry for a half an hour at the beginning of the show.
Oh, no, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I love it, but you're disgusting.
Well, I didn't get one either, but it's okay. Oh.
All right, to hell with everybody watching. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. I don't care where in the world you are.
I was too busy meeting Dante and Randall yesterday of the Clerks.
I know, so from Clerks. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was unable to go to Record Store Day.
Yeah. Speaking of which, someone just on the comments wrote this. Did anyone see that new She release from was it Midnight Special? It was like a super clean.
It
was great.
Oh my god, it's so good. Anyone on you? It's on YouTube now. Just type in She Midnight Special. Oh. They are so great. Oh my god.
I'll tell you something that I always found interesting, and then is if you really pay attention, Paul's star on his eye actually has like a silver outline on it, and I never saw him do that before.
Where is this?
On the Midnight Special. Take a look at the Midnight Special.
I never noticed that.
And look for, he's got like a silver outline.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you guys what, this is a little off the subject, but before I go ahead and tell you guys how to get the record to win the Eric Carr, last night when I was opening up the record, I was doing it live and there's all these people watching it. I almost like cupped $100 bill and slid it into my record. So as I was taking everything out, I was going to be like, oh my god, there's a $100 bill on my record. I would have not mine. It would have been anyway. We're gonna do this just
okay,
like the
Willy
cards.
Wonka.
We're gonna do this just like the cards. If you want to be entered into the drawing, send your name and say drawing for Eric Carr, podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one
at gmail.com. Podcast Rock City One, that's the number one at gmail.com. I will probably wait a couple of weeks, get as many people in there as we can. I'll put all their names in a bucket, stir it around, and go. I don't care if you're in Japan, I don't care if you're in the UK or Australia, I'll mail it to you. Because I know that this record, I don't think that these made it overseas, did they?
They can go on eBay.
Yeah. Well,
that's the only way.
Right. So it was just you, all of this stuff, Sonny, all this Record Store Day with stuff is just US?
Yeah, it's a US thing. And then you can go, like if you type in Record Store Day releases 2023, you can pull up a PDF that has all the records that are either special edition, limited edition, new releases, etc. So like Hailstorm, I think it was two Record Store Days ago, released a single that you can only find on Record Store Day. Of course, it was on eBay 2 minutes later, but right, whatever. Then they released it on Spotify like several months later. But
I do want to shout out Rex Jaycox, who watches the show and messages me every once in a while. He did see that I did not have a copy yesterday, and he messaged me and said, dude, I was at the store. I saw you didn't have one. I picked it up, and then I called another record store because I was like, I want to try to find one to give away on the show. And then we found another one. So the one I have is the one I'm keeping, and the one that's going to be mailed, somebody could win. Podcast Rock City One, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And you just put in there Eric Carr giveaway and your name. I'll put them in the thing in a couple shows from now. Sonny's going to be out this weekend because he's going on Mork from Ork. And Joey is, what are you doing? You
Mork
doing
from
some
Ork,
recording?
What?
Monsters of Rock.
I'm just not around next Sunday.
Monsters of Rock Cruise.
Who's on that?
Tesla's the headliner.
Oh, cool.
But Striper, Queensryche, nice. Kix.
Nice.
There's like 50 bands.
Oh, 50 bands. Leash, go on a cruise.
With the
cruisophobia.
With the Eric Carr release, what's the story with the artwork? So the cover, is that the same artist that did the original solo albums or no?
I have not seen that, but it is your shirt, right?
Yes. But I heard, I mean, that's an old piece of art. It's not obviously new from this.
Yeah,
this
yeah. That it looks the same on the picture dicks. Picture dicks.
Oh boy.
Freudian slip.
Dick on a brain.
But I remember always hearing that it was the same artist. I actually don't think it's as good as the original four, the artwork. But what about this too? Is this
Does
done by the
fit in the puzzle?
There's no. There. Well,
the puzzle's
least
a square.
Yeah, but they could somehow do something.
Well, there are some things that are like here that would on the other ones they would bleed together.
It would connect right with
so
the
they would bleed
are
together.
Does anyone have any info on the artist that did that too?
I have
Bretzky just said the OG artist, so the original.
Interesting.
Wow. Really
but
cool.
But for the Brent for the cover or for the insert? Oh.
Don't know.
I don't know. So all right, so let's get down to brass tacks here. Joey, you say alive too. Lee, you say alive. Sonny, you say alive.
Alive too, 100%.
Alive too. And for me, I go alive. Now I probably listen to Alive too more often. I don't know why that is, but I do know that Alive for me feels real. It feels more like you're at a concert.
But that's not the question. The question is what you like better. You just said you listened to Alive 2 oh more. It means you like it better.
Oh, I think a cover grabs me. But is Alive 2 better than Alive to me? No, it's not. I don't think so.
I think
love all the Paul
alive
raps. I like Ace's solo. I love Peter's long drawn out solo. I love the "Do you feel all right?" You know, all this stuff going on. I love all of that. It makes it feel like it's a real complete concert. Now, if you watch the Live at the Summit bootlegs, you get all that stuff put in there, and that kind of takes away from the if you listen to a live too. You know, you're right. Like, oh, well, right here, Paul says, or would have said, you know, something like that.
Well, I think the first two songs, Detroit Rock City and Decay, Nighttime World, is just so, I blast that very loud. Like, it just, like, gives me goosebumps, man.
All right, so since we're doing this kind of poll-wise, that's what she said. Everybody that's watching right now, just hit me up with a comment. Alive or Alive 2, let's go ahead and see those comments. Joey, have you got any more information on the Ace Frehley record? Did you do
give
any
us
more
some, a little bit of dirt or something?
I wish I had more info. I don't. I did do some more tracking. I don't have a release date. I don't know what songs are officially going to make the record and not make the record. Nothing. I really don't know anything. All I know is what I've heard, what I've played on, the songs that I've heard that he's working on with Steve Brown are incredible. All the songs are not only, you know, in that Ace style, but they're very catchy. I would almost say, and I don't know if people will like this or won't like it, but I would almost say it's closer to like that first Frehley's Comet album, maybe because it's still Ace, but yet it has a little bit of pop sensibilities. It has songwriting. It has melody. Ace is singing his ass off. Best I've heard Ace sing in a very, very, very long time. It's wow, really great.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, very exciting. And we still don't have a release date, but hopefully it'll
come
out.
As soon as I know anything and I'm allowed to say it, I will definitely let you know. And who knows, maybe we'll try to get Ace on.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness.
And, you know, to get him to come on here, talk about what it's like to record with Joey. And
I would talk about Joey the whole time.
Just no Sonny that day, Joe, please.
Oh, no problem. Okay, he's an Ace guy. I got to have him on.
Sonny would kill you if he couldn't be on.
Joe, we'll book it in private. We won't tell Sonny. Don't worry.
I'm on it. Okay. So, all right. So basically it's Alive. There's a smattering of Alive 2 in here. but most people are saying Alive, and I just tuned in, start over. Sorry. Yeah. Bretzky says Alive. Alive, alive. It's tough, but alive, says Chad Kaufman.
It's tough.
You guys that are at home, I'm interested in what you think, too. You could, if you're listening to this as a podcast, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Let me know if Alive is better than Alive 2 or Alive 2 is better than Alive, and tell me why you think that. Also, if you guys are watching on YouTube, or if you haven't, hit that little bell thingy. It lets you know every time we upload a video. I do shorts during the week, too. And I, oh man, that was another one where I posted a short asking which album was better. And one person was like, is this a joke? And I was like, no, it's a joke.
It's legit.
I'm naturally
it's legit
curious.
Question.
I was curious of what they, you know, thought. Anyway, so it's 50-50 on our show. That's messed up. So we don't get a winner, except, well, everybody that's watching for the majority says Alive. There is a few Alive 2s in there, but Alive. And, you know, I'll tell you this. What Joey said, though, is that neither of them are throwaways. That's for sure.
Oh, they're both, no. I mean, incredible records. Right?
Both masterpieces. Masterpieces.
Okay, so the one thing that we have to talk about right before we go. Side four on Alive 2. Would you have rathered more live music? Or it's hindsight's 2020. The songs that we got on there are great, you know. There's a couple people that are like, I don't like side four. But the majority of people are happy with Rocket Ride and All American Man, and mm-hmm. So do you think that was smartly for them to put out new music rather than put out extra song? Like, they could have put Hooligan on there. They could have put Do You Love Me?
I loved it. I loved the studio songs. And then, of course, later on, those became, like, Rocket Ride became iconic. I mean, I thought it was great. I loved it when it came out like that, and I still love it.
Joey?
I would absolutely prefer Alive, the fourth side. I it's so great to have new. What did they do? Five songs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, three of them really are classics. Mm-hmm. Right. I really believe Rocket Ride, Larger Than Life, All American Man are incredible songs, and I don't hate the other two. They're still good songs. I think, especially for Rocket Ride, because this is now the second song you're getting from Ace. You got Shock Me, and now you have this.
Yes,
it really solidifies him at this time of the band, I think.
I think you might be right on that.
Those songs are huge.
They're huge. Sonny?
I'll tell you, sticking on the Ace thing, think about this. So in Kiss World, you heard Shock Me, then you heard Rocket Ride, and then the first thing you heard was Rip It Out. Dude, crazy. Those three songs are amazing. And if you weren't an Ace guy already, immediately made you an Ace guy. Right. No, I think the side four is exactly how I want it. I think three out of the five songs are great. Anywhere you look, and I have no idea, guys, if you got ideas about what I'm saying, fuck it, send on the email. I don't give a shit. Anywhere you look, Alive 2 seems like it sold more than Alive 1. Do you think it was because of the fourth side? Maybe. We don't know.
Well, I think just Kiss was bigger at this point, so more people were buying their records, right?
Yeah, but long term. Now we're years and years and years later, and still Live 2 outpaces Live 1, depending on where you look, right? So, yeah, I will tell you that I love Maiden's Live After Death. The only reason I listen to it is because Bruce is doing songs off the first two albums, and I don't like that other dude, right? So those are my Bruce songs. I love Bruce. If it wasn't that, I wouldn't listen to Live After Death. I never listen to Worldwide Live anymore. Because it doesn't have any new songs on it, really.
That so Scorpions? I love that record.
It was a great record, and I loved it when it was there, but I don't listen to it on the regular.
Yeah.
But I listen to Rocket Ride probably, God, at least once a month.
Rocket Ride is phenomenal.
Love that song.
All right. So thank you guys for being here. Don't forget, hit the bell, hit the thumbs up if you're on Facebook, hit the heart or whatever if you love it, whatever. I don't know how that works. All I know is that whenever you do that, it helps us move up in the playlist, I guess, is the way, you know, YouTube and everybody does it. The more people hit a like, the more, you know, the more people get a chance. And tell people about our show, man. We have a lot of fun here. It's just four people that are Kiss fans sitting around talking about our favorite band or one of our favorite bands, depending if you're, you know, Sonny Pooney. And you know, and Joey's favorite band is ZO2.
Not even close.
And I did get a few emails before we go. Classic 78 is the band that is playing during our credits at the beginning. The countdown is a band called the Bay City Psychos. You can see them on YouTube. So you can on YouTube for Bay City Psychos. They may be on Apple too or iTunes or whatever. And then Classic 78, go to classic78.com. It's in the credits. Just watch it. Go buy their record. It is awesome. They have three out, I think. And it's they're great. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. I was thinking, so Joey and Lee, you guys answer when you get your turn here. I only have one album that I have six copies of. I have no other album that I have six copies of, right? And only six because I have only six. I have it on cassette. I've got it on CD, and I've got four LPs because I scratched to hell because I played them so much. One was, I think, a 40th anniversary edition, and one was a replacement of the two I scratched, Love It First Sting.
Nice.
Love It First Sting. I have six copies.
Wow. Joey, do you have multiple copies of anything?
I might have a couple just because I've had to replace it over the years, like a vinyl with the CD, so on. But I don't think I have multiple copies just to have multiple copies. I bought all the Kiss catalog. I have it on vinyl, but then I also bought it on CD, and I might have a couple cassettes because I got cassettes to travel with when I was a kid and stuff like that, but not because I needed multiple versions.
Lee?
I don't really collect multiple versions on purpose, but like you guys, I've worn out a lot of, you know, albums. And then when CDs came out, of course, I had to get everything on CD. The only one I can think of that I really wore out and had to buy several copies was, for some reason, Rush 2112. I just destroyed that thing and the CDs. Like, I listened to it all the time.
Well, I destroyed it too. It's on Highway 680.
Whatever.
Somewhere.
Oh, have mercy. They're going to fight on there.
I had sent you.
They're going to.
Give me a break.
I sent you guys a text earlier this week on the new episode of my podcast, Top 5 with Joey Quesada. We did top 5 favorite album covers of all time. But since this is a Kiss podcast, what's everyone, and if you're still, anyone is still listening, you put it in the comments too. What's everyone's favorite Kiss album cover? If you could only have one.
Love Gun for me.
Destroyer all the way.
It is a toss-up for me and is not Love Gun or Destroyer.
Okay.
Today, it is Creatures of the Night. But tomorrow, it could be Dressed to Kill.
Ooh.
Both great.
Yeah, mine's kind of a toss-up too, but mine's usually Creatures will win for me. But Love Gun has a place in my heart too.
You know, this feels like bonus podcast Rock City. I want to ask, since we're there, you ever seen that picture of the guys taking the picture for the Dress to Kill on the corner, but in the if you're looking at the picture on the right hand side, there's a couple of guys, and one guy has got his hand up like he's about to give somebody else five, right? There's a little boy there. Do you, and it looks like they're laughing.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Do you think that they were laughing? Obviously they were laughing at the band, right?
Sure.
Okay. Right. Do you think that just a couple years later, they were like,
not so funny.
I saw those guys on the corner.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. It's Chelsea. That's I always
and now that little boy is probably, you know, 50 something. Be like, I was that little boy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's going to sue just like the Nirvana kid did.
Oh, can you believe? Don't even start on that.
All right. It. You know what I'm going to say. We don't forget to go and look at Sonny's podcasts. And Joey's podcast and Lee, she does. She lives for this. She lives for this. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. You can hear all the commercials for the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.